Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
So today on our show, you might remember last week we talked about times when the kids grab the scissors and cut their own hair, and it didn't quite look good when they're three. But our fashionista, Andy Page, will tell us as adults that we can do this and save ourselves some money. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about butchering your hair. I am going to talk about how to give yourself a trim. And it's a trim. If you have long layered hair, which, you know, a lot of us do, then this is a great way to, you know, keep you out of the salon for maybe an extra month and save, you know, a few hundred dollars a year. I have been doing this since I read about it in 17 magazine when I was in my teens.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I've been doing this for years. Now, the truth is, the reason why I thought I should share it with you is, you know, I have a 13-year-old at home, and she needed to trim, and I taught her this trick. She was like, oh my gosh, this is genius. And I'm like, I know. It's a very, very simple thing to do. And but it will save you, you know, I can't leave the salon without spending $100.
Right.
So if you figure, you know, you can skip at least two or three, maybe even four salon trips a year, that's quite a savings, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So here's basically how you're trimming your hair. And again, this is for long layered hair, okay? So what you want to do is you want to bring it all forward from the nape of your neck, brush it, you know, towards your eyes, towards the front of your hair, towards the front of your face even. And you want to do this when your hair is clean and it's freshly conditioned and you're right out of the shower so that it's wet.
Okay.
So you bring it all forward and then you're going to twist it hard. You're going to twist it hard to the right, almost like you're making yourself look like a unicorn. Okay? And so then it's going to make like a point almost when you twist your hair like that. And what you want to do is once you get to that point, you make one blunt cut at the end, about an inch to an inch and a half, maybe even 2 inches sometimes if it looks really ratty. Okay? So then you let it fall. Then you do it one more time, brush it all forward, and then you twist it in the opposite direction. So you twist in the opposite direction, again, making yourself kind of look like a unicorn, and then cut another inch to half inch, or inch to inch and a half, even 2 inches, depending on how bad your dead ends are. And then let that go and brush it back. And what you're going to do is you are creating about 2 to 3 inches of long layers just at the base of your hair, and it gets rid of all of your dead ends. It gives you a nice, even cut, and it's just a fantastic little trick that keeps you out of the salon for, like I said, for a little bit until you have to go back in for a color or whatever.
So your hair just has to be long enough to come back over your face so you can see it.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. And, you know, especially for younger girls, I mean, it has been so hard for me to get my daughter to cut her hair. I mean, she just cherishes her hair. So this was a way she could absolutely see how much I was cutting, and it got rid of all of the dead ends. So, you know, if you or someone that you love is, you know, hesitant to go to the salon because you feel like they feel like they're going to be butchered or anything like that, this is a great way to trim, you know, your hair or their hair, and they can see exactly what's going on and see the results.
So what would you say to somebody that's feeling kind of hesitant to try this?
Well, the truth is this really doesn't affect the length of your hair hardly at all. So once you bring it all forward, you have to understand that the longest layer is coming all the way up over your head, and the longest layer is hardly even in that twist. So it's really not affecting the longest layers. So there's almost, it might seem a little frightening, but there's almost nothing to worry about because it doesn't affect the length. It's just cutting all of the dead ends that tend to be, you know, a little further up into the hair once you have layers.
Okay. All right.
So honestly, there's nothing to worry about. And I remember reading this article, like I said, in 17 magazine, and I have done it for years. So give it a try.
It makes a lot of sense and saves a lot of sense.
There you go. You got it. And, you know, for more tricks like this, I'm always pinning things on Pinterest. So be sure to follow me on Pinterest and pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and head over to my website, senseofstyle.com.
Perfect.
Andy Page, our fashionista. Thanks, girl.
Thank you. You're so welcome, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Tommy and Brooke in the morning, 105.7, Star 105.7.